Not drastically at the moment. I mean, it sure is good news. And, you know, we would expect that we will get some more inquiry. Maybe people are just waiting to see how it all plays out for the first period. Right now, it hasn't made a lot of difference to us.
See, that surprises me. I would have thought the phone would be ringing off the hook with, you know, particularly family members and friends in other parts of Australia that, or from Western Australia, looking to get back home for Christmas. I would have thought, you know, potentially you'd be out of control this week, but that's not the case.
No, we're well and truly in control. We'd like it to be the other way around, but not just yet.
Do you think it's a confidence thing? Do you think people are just waiting slowly, surely, to make sure this is a reality?
Yeah, I think so. I really don't know the answer, but I think that plays a big part in it.
Can you describe how your business is travelling right now?
Yeah, we're working on probably about 2% of what we normally do, yeah. We're just limping along at the moment, just little bits of local stuff. We ran a Narrogin tour with just our repeat clients from our database. That went very well. And then we've just last week had a little tour down to Albany that Kathy took for me. And that also went very well. And outside of that, we're getting some inquiry about Christmas and Cocos Island. However, the bookings haven't, you know, really started flowing in yet.
That's interesting. Narrogin and Albany are the new Bali or Paris.
Oh, gee, they're certainly not that. But our niche, you know, was escorted touring. So we basically went to our escorted touring database and said, you know, we're still around, and if you're wanting to do something, we can help. We can do this. I think Broome's the new Bali.
Yeah, fair call. Probably not quite Narrogin yet.
Yeah, not just yet.
It sounds like travel might never be the same again. When you talk about cruise ships, airports, getting on a plane, getting over to Europe, it might never look the same again. Is that how you feel?
Yeah. I think our business will come out of this in a different guise as well. We're diversifying in the fact that we're able to do mobile stuff now. We're prepared to do that. We work on an appointment sort of basis. So we're one of the lucky ones too. We own our building. So unlike a lot of my really, really good close friends in the travel industry that are stuck with leases, we don't have that. So I suppose that's the godsend for us.